Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know that if you miss any part of the show, you can jump back to listen?
Either on the Odyssey app or at WEEI.com. Click on the orange listen button.
And rewind to the moments you care about most. WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Hopefully everyone's enjoying their afternoon in the heat, including the heat-related rejoins here. It is hot out there. Feels like 100-plus almost all over Massachusetts.
The actual peak temp was 103.
Yeah. So hopefully everybody is staying cool or in a pool. Or
the ball butter going.
No air conditioning, I was going to say. And I know it's cliche, but do people still do the thing where, like, if you have an elderly neighbor, maybe go check on them.
Yeah.
Make sure their AC is on and working.
Couldn't hurt. Bring them a lemonade.
Yeah, just check in, see if they need an ice cream, a popsicle.
Who couldn't use a bomb pop right
any
now?
Any sort of assistance, because this is not, you know, this is not F around hot. Like,
no.
This is, like, serious hot. You know, I joked about it with Jones and Keefe, like, you got to be smart, whether you're going out in the yard to do something, whether you're, especially as we get a little older, and maybe we're in that phase in our life where we don't quite know where our limits are. We're not as young as we used to
be.
Speak for yourself.
We're not old yet. I'm speaking for you, too, because you're in this stretch of your life as well.
Well, Stiz, do you have a yard, Stiz?
Oh, yeah.
I do. Well, I don't have grass.
Well, then that doesn't count as a yard.
No, but I do. I make do with what I have. I have a fire pit. Yep. I'm out there, man.
Yeah, you don't remember when you got the fireman came because we were in one of those red flag warnings where you're not supposed to burn, and he was burning during like the highest
fire season warning of
all time.
And tonight in news, Chelsea rages on in a blaze that is not covered in glory as one person forgot that there was a red flag warning.
Work smarter, not harder.
Yes, but in all seriousness, no, tonight not the night to maybe go home. Like, I'm going to start that new back deck that I've always been thinking of doing.
You know what I'm going to do? No. I'm going to leave on the Christian Arcand show and then we'll listen to the Red Sox against the Angels.
Imagine how hot that's going to
be. Oh, my God.
He's always coming in.
My God.
Now he's he actually had a good point last night, real quick, as we wait for Red Sox manager Alex Cora. But this whole, we've been talking about the Celtics, the trades, the second apron, the CBA giving everybody a chance. Everybody gets a trophy in the NBA, and we've now 7 straight, whatever, however many years it's been, where the champion doesn't get out of the second round.
It's been
parity.
7. It's been 7. Yeah,
that's not good for the sport. It really isn't. We talked about the parade in OKC that was...
The video of SGA hopping off the bus,
not really
walking
attended.
Over to the chain link fence that the fans were behind and high-fiving the tens of dozens of fans was rough.
So Arcand had a good take that the NBA created this, but careful what you create because it might not be what's for best for business or best for the sport. But OKC are the champions. They had their parade, and it just was nothing like the Florida Panthers and Brad Marchand. But we are, getting ready to talk to Red Sox manager Alex Cora. Game tonight in Anaheim. I believe it's a 9:38 start.
Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Who are the Red Sox, by the way? This is a team with a lesser record than you. they had lower projections than you for the season as well, and you are sadly 1-3 against them.
Yeah, not great. We could use a win tonight. And joining us now is the manager of the Boston Red Sox, Alex Cora. He is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network, by Arbella, here for baseball fans, here for good, and by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow. Mr. Cora, how are we doing tonight after our second straight ejection?
I'm rested, well rested.
are you going to fight with us tonight?
No, I promise you, I ain't getting thrown out tonight. I'm not.
So, in all seriousness, though, I've heard you say you hate being ejected. Your job is to manage, and we've had two straight nights. You know, how did those two unfold? And was last night's, from afar, it appeared like a little bit of it was personal or there was a history with Alan Porter. Do you feel like that played into it last night?
Yeah, the one last night, we had a similar play. Well, not exactly the same play, but very similar. It was against the Twins last year, and the call was reversed. Von Grissom, he did block the back. Minnesota came out and asked for the umpires to get together to see if they can like reverse it, and they did. And you know, Alan was part of the crew. So yesterday, Rengifo was blocking the back. His explanation was that Toro was going to be out anyways. But I'm trying to make my point, you know, and good or bad or whatever, you know, like I just felt like I needed to let it go. And, you know, that's it. But you know, we've been talking about this. You know, my job is to be in the dugout. Yeah, you got to defend your players, but I got a job to do. And of course, you know, I got to make sure I stay around the whole day tonight.
Alex, after winning four straight series, the vibes were kind of picking up in Red Sox Nation. People were feeling good. You know, there comes the series in San Francisco. You lose two out of three there. The timing couldn't be worse. And now it feels like the first inning ERA issues have come back. The defense has been a little sloppy the last couple of games. Why do you think that's happened the last couple of games?
I think yesterday, you know, was Walker just being all over the place, right, command-wise. We scored three right away, and they came back with five. We did a good job throughout the game to you know, get back in it, and then at the end they put some good at-bats, and, you know, they scored the runs against Witt. In San Francisco, Saturday and Sunday, we struggled defensively. We didn't make plays, and it cost us the series. But I think offensively, we're finding a stride, you know. We're doing a good job just staying in games and putting pressure on bullpens. And if we keep doing that, we're going to be okay. The other aspect of the game, you know, I've been saying all along, you have to pitch. And if we pitch, we're going to be okay. We have proved it throughout the season. And, of course, the defense, you know. The one in San Francisco was a tough one to watch, you know. Routine fly ball, routine light drives, and put us in a bad spot. And that's the reason we lost the series.
You mentioned Walker Buehler. He was obviously very disappointed himself last night. Reading some of his comments post-game, he said, at some point, that belief in yourself, it gets hard to keep tricking yourself. He seems like he's kind of a broken man right now. How do you deal with that? How do you salvage that? Is he expected to make his next start?
Yeah, he is. And you take the good and the bad, right? And we'll make adjustments. Just watching the first inning, I really thought the second and third inning stuff-wise, command-wise, was good. But at that point, you know, they already did damage in the first. Good job by him giving us four, you know, saving the bullpen. But we expect more. And then he does, too. That's the most important thing, you know. And I've been saying all along, you know, like stuff-wise, he's really good. You know, 95, 96, and the movement of the pitches. We have to command better, you know. We have to be more precise, and we didn't do that yesterday. You know, we scored three. First pitch of the he's out in, they hit a homer. We actually take that, you know, pound the strike zone, make them earn it, but we didn't do that and put us in a bad spot.
Speaking to Red Sox manager Alex Cora here on WEEI Afternoons. Alex, Jarren Duran has been at the center of obviously a lot of big plays, controversies as well in the last couple of days as well. Do you feel like perhaps maybe some of the issues with Jarren as to why he's not performing at the level he did last year is that he's pressing, that perhaps he's trying to almost do too much given the fact that the team really could use a spark like him?
Yeah, I think offensively the last three or four games, you know, hitting line drives, you know, that's who he is. And sometimes I feel like he feels like if I go, we go. You know what I'm saying? And yesterday, that mistake, the base running mistake, he usually doesn't do that. It's a ground ball right at shortstop. Actually, if he takes off right away, he makes it third, and the shortstop probably makes the decision to throw the ball of errors. And then he got in a rundown, which is the right play to do. Sometimes we talk to the players, you know, you got to stop the play. And Toro, he saw a window there to get to second because Jaren was in the rundown. It didn't happen. But going back to Jaren, slowing down the game is the most important thing. And, we talked to him a lot. He's a good player. He's, for me, kind of like the perfect player for the environment that we're playing in, right? He can run. He can hit for power. He's a good defender. But just make sure you don't try to do everything, you know, for the club. Just do your part, and if you do that, you're going to be okay.
Are you surprised with how seemingly quickly the clubhouse has been able to move on from Rafi Devers and that trade and that whole situation?
Well, we had a conversation in Seattle, and the less you talk about the subject, the better is for the clubhouse, for the team. And, you know, like I said, in San Fran, and I'll repeat myself, we love Rafi. He's a great guy. You know, he's a great player. We're going to miss him. But there's the decision we made as an organization and the players. You know, they just got a job to do, and it's go out there and play baseball. You know, we're 40-40. Today is the last game of the first half, quote unquote. It'll be good to win it with Crochet. Win this series tomorrow. Reset on Thursday with the off day, and you know, being away from home for a week and a half, and be ready for the Jays.
Alex, I believe Christian Campbell was sent down to Worcester, back to AAA baseball shortly after our interview with you last week. So what went into the organizational decision to give him a chance to reset, and how do you think, or what's the word on how he's progressing and what's going on with him there?
Yeah, I mean, we saw some trends towards the end, right, offensively. He's a guy that hits the ball really hard. He's a good offensive player. But, you know, timing-wise, it seems like he was off, and you could tell that he was feeling a little bit, right? And, going back to AAA, to the minor leagues, and taking him away from this environment, you know, the environment of winning every game and working his game and making the adjustments that he needs to make to be successful at this level, that's what we're trying to accomplish. You know, he's going to start playing some first base down there too. Defensively, there's a few things that, he needs to do at second base. And, like I said a week ago, when he got sent down, you know, he's not the first big leaguer that gets option, right? We're playing actually against one of the best players in the history of the game, Mike Trout. You know, he got sent down and he came back and he has three MVP trophies and he's been solid. So, it's just a matter of reset a little bit, give him some breathing room and go from there.
Alex, I come from a world of football where we regularly ask the coaches and general managers, Elliot Wolf or Gerard Mayo, Mike Vrabel, who has final say on roster decisions and things of that nature. I don't ever really hear that question asked in baseball, so I just wanted to ask you, when it comes to roster moves and or the nightly lineup, who has the final say? Do you have final say on those things?
The lineup, yes, I do. Yeah, as far as like roster construction, all that is a collaboration effort. You know, we talk about the needs and what we expect from guys and who we're gonna play and you know what the future holds. You know, and obviously injuries come into play, fatigue factors and performance. You know, so the group with led by Craig. In Boston with the front office and myself, we have great communication with all this stuff. And at the end, we make the decision together.
Speaking of that, Alex, there's been a lot of speculation, talk radio, the internet, et cetera, as to what the Red Sox will do when it comes time to hit the trading deadline. So at this point, you know, with conversations you've had, do you believe you guys will be buyers or sellers?
I think at this point, we have to play better baseball, right? We're playing 500. I know there's different ways now to make it to the playoffs, but we have to improve, you know, and there's a long time. There's a few weeks for that to happen, and we have to put ourselves in a good position to, quote-unquote, put pressure on the front office and the organization to add. We got some guys that are going to come out of the IL, and they're going to contribute. But at the same time, there's certain areas that we know we can improve. But, you know, before we get to that, we have to be consistent. We're here in Anaheim, try to win this one, win the series tomorrow, and go home and keep playing good baseball in Fenway and see what happens.
I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but Craig Breslow has become sort of a caricature on this radio station. People like to sort of break down his tone and the words he uses. Behind the scenes, you've talked a lot about you guys have a great relationship. Is there a lighter side, a different personality of Craig Breslow that maybe we don't see and hear in the media?
He's great, man. You know, the way we talk is like when we used to play. You know, we play a little bit there back in the day, but he's down to earth, great family guy. Actually, our kids right now, they're in baseball camp together, and just a humble kid that wants you know, the Boston Red Sox to be great, you know, and he's working his butt off to accomplish that. It's a tough job because not everybody's going to agree with the decisions that the front office make. You know, this is it has happened throughout the history of the game, right? Nomar and Manny and, you know, John Lester and now Rafi Devers. We just got to be patient, you know, and we have a good team. I think at the end of the day, he doesn't control what happens at 7:05. It's up to us at 6:30, whatever time we play, and we have to improve in certain areas and be more consistent.
Alex, this next question comes courtesy of our Red Sox podcast, the Play Tessie podcast. You talked about a lot of roster changes that could be coming. You got several pitchers that could be making their way back up, as well as prospects that you guys received in the Rafael Devers trade. And you also mentioned Yoshida could be starting a rehab stint soon. So how long do you think it'll take for Yoshida to get through that rehab stint and get back to the roster? And how difficult is it going to be for you all to make decisions juggling the roster?
With Massa, I'll talk to him on Friday to see where he's at as far as his swing and the repetitions that he needs in Triple A or Double A to get ready for this level. The guy, he's a good hitter, and we can speed up the process with certain things, but I think at the end of the day, you know, being in the batter's box matters, right? And he hasn't played a competitive game since spring training. He's healthy. The throwing is getting better, and we all know that him in the lineup is going to help us. You know, as far as the decisions, you know, yeah, that when you have good players and the roster, you know, configuration comes into play, you have to make those tough decisions, you know, and some of them are going to be popular, others not. But I think, you know, having Massa and Alex in our lineup makes a lot of sense. You know, they're great players. We just got to make sure they're healthy.
With Yoshida and understanding some things could change between now and when he gets back in the lineup, do you have a role in vision for him? Outfield, DH, both? Sort of is something in your mind right now?
Like a hybrid? Yeah. I mean, if the throwing keeps getting better, you know, we'll put him in the outfield. We'll use the DH spot to our advantage. But, you know, we need the at-bats. We want the at-bats. And, you know, when Massa's in the batter's box, he's a really good hitter.
Before we let you go, we just saw the lineups out. Marcelo Meyer at second base. What went into that decision? And as good as he's looked at third, should I assume he's going to look pretty good at second as well?
He'll be okay at second base. Giving a bad say against Anderson, playing Nate at third base makes a lot of sense for us. So we're very comfortable with him playing second base.
All right, Alex, good luck tonight out west. And keep that promise, right? You're going to make it through 9 innings?
I will. I'll promise you that. Yeah.
All right, Alex. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Alex.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Be well, guys. Have a good one.
You too, bud.
That was Alex Cora, the manager of the Boston Red Sox, with a lot of notable nuggets that I'm sure Christian Arcand will break down on the Christian Arcand Show at 6 o'clock. For us, we'll have odds and ends up next as we close out WEEI Afternoons.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.